Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Australians with family members in Aleppo say they're concerned about the sudden escalation in danger following the offensive launched by rebel forces in Syria in recent days. They were able to advance in Aleppo while controlling dozens of towns and villages in neighbouring provinces. The reignited war in Syria is the latest fallout from the turmoil that has gripped the Middle East since the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7. In Adelaide, Abdul Ghani Ramo told SBS Arabic he is concerned about the safety of his family members in Aleppo, especially after losing all communication contact with them yesterday.
In fact, the situation is very difficult. We try our best to watch the news on TV and we keep track of the latest developments to stay informed of what's happening there and to talk to our relatives there. The situation is tragic, really tragic. There is no food and no sleep there. They can't sleep there and we cannot sleep here too.
Harm reduction advocates hope a drug summit in New South Wales can deliver health-focused reforms after they say recent inquiries did not deliver much change. The state government is considering different approaches to drug policy, those from a health and law perspective. The chief executive of the New South Wales Council of Social Service, Cara Varian, says she's calling for a new strategy.
So that we can bring together health, the community services, housing, education, the legal system and the police to make sure people stop falling through the gaps. We have over 100,000 people who did not receive treatment this year because of a lack of funding. The 2024 Drug Summit is our chance to fix that.
The leadership contributions of Australians living with disability have been recognised with the winners of this year's National Awards for Disability Leadership. The Disability Leadership Institute organises the awards across seven categories, including social impact, innovation, and change making. Emma Bennison was given the Lifetime Achievement Award for her work reforming and modernising organisations including Blind Citizens Australia and Vision Australia. The winners were announced today on the International Day of People with Disability. In a video marking the day, advocate Cameron Bloomfield says it's an important moment for him.
Just to be recognised that, you know, we have a disability, and the accomplishments that some people with disabilities give to the community is like a role model for other people with disabilities.
The United States Justice Department Special Counsel, who successfully prosecuted Hunter Biden on fraud and gun charges, has rejected Joe Biden's comments his son has been unfairly prosecuted. Mr. Biden is facing criticism after he changed his position on using presidential powers to pardon his son. He claims politics affected his son's case. Documents opposing the dismissal of Hunter Biden's tax fraud case in California say there is no evidence of selective prosecution in this case. And in sport, two-time World Cup wallaby Jordan Pateya has confirmed he will be switching sporting codes to join the NFL. The 24-year-old Samoan Australian became the youngest wallaby to play at a World Cup in 2019. In a statement on social media, he says after a great deal of consideration, he has decided to join the NFL International Pathway Program early next year. The program aided Sydney-born Samoan star Jordan Meleta in his switch from rugby to the NFL, where he has gone on to help the Philadelphia Eagles reach the Super Bowl in 2022-23. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain.